have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It is Thursday again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, it is a doozy. Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, happy 4th of July. Today is the 4th of July.
Amazing.
And as you all know, July is White History Month. Amazing. Happy White History Month. I have on my 4th of July shirt today. Amazing. Amazing. If you're out and about celebrating, traveling, stuck in traffic, going down on a nosedive on an airplane right now.
What the?
The door's falling off the plane while you're riding around. Whatever you might be doing, buy some smack. We call it drugs, or try to overcome drugs, or consider suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough. You could be listening to the show, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your phone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Isn't that amazing? And you know what else is amazing? It's Thursday. It is Thursday again already. And every Thursday we take all calls. But every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Ma. Ma.
And this war ain't over, y'all.
That's right.
We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
Now, I rest my case. What a mess. We take all calls, but we tend to be a little more patient with Bible thumping people on Thursdays, even though we deal with them during the week, too. But on Thursday, we let them go on a little bit longer. And the reason for that with Bible thumper is hard to communicate because they can ask you a question or they can make a statement about the word, the Bible. And then while you're trying to respond or answer the question, they already have another scripture in their head, their heads, and so they're not thinking about communicating. They're just thinking about another scripture. And so we decided that, you know, let's set aside Thursday for Bible Thumper Thursday. So we're taking all the questions. I mean, we're dealing with all calls, but especially the Bible Thumper ones. At 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And so happy 4th of July. Today is the 4th of July. It's amazing that some businesses are open today. And we are open as far as doing the shows today, but the office itself is closed down today. But I was thinking about the 4th of July, reflecting. And I remember, as I said yesterday, that the 4th of July was amazing when I was growing up. It was one of my favorite times of the year growing up, one of them. And I think Christmas was the next one. I may be wrong, but I may come back and correct the Christmas thing. I'm not sure. But I know that 4th of July, it was one of my amazing holidays. Even after I moved out to L.A. for a while, and then we would celebrate the 4th of July back home in Alabama, sweet home Alabama, by the way, down in Dixie's. I wish I was in Dixie. Oh, Yuri, away, away from Pearl, Yoding, away. And it was like the time when you could walk into the house and my grandmother was making bacon, sweet potato pies and beautiful cakes and turkey and chicken and all kind of thing. And you could just smell it all up and down the road that she was cooking. And then the family members would come home from Indiana, Florida, New York, Chicago, different places. And then, like, they would have arrived last night, like the day before 4th of July or something like that, maybe a week, sometime before. And then today we would all go out to this churchyard because it was a lot of ground, so we would all meet there. And other people, family members from the area would come too with their food, and everybody put their food out. They would be playing the drums, and we'd be dancing. And there would be no fights, and there would be no gunshots, and there would be no black people killing each other. You wouldn't even think of that. That didn't happen to the point that you never even imagined something like that was possible. And then we would have a really good time. And then at the end of the day, the older adults would go home or wherever they go or went. And then we, the teenagers, would go to up to the honky tonk. They didn't call it the club We call it a honky tonk. We'd have a juice box, and we'd play music, and we would dance and have fun until the wee eye of the night, because the next day we'd have to go to school or anywhere, right? But it was just an amazing time. And there would be no racism. There would be no sexism. There would be no homophobism. There would be no Allahu Abba-ism. There would be no white supremacism. And there would be no Debbie Dad-ism. And there would be no anti-Semitism. No isms. Isn't that amazing? I want you to smoke on this today, especially your potheads. Smoke on this. Can you even imagine and believe or even think for a second that in the United States of America, a Christian country, that once upon a time, there was no isms, no racism. The words didn't exist. None of the ism stuff. And as a result, you just kind of lived your life daily. And when you became an adult, you lived your life young to adult. You moved on to the next phase in life. And that you just lived your life. And there was no killing. You mean that you were not concerned about going to the market or going to a bar or a club or something or whatever and be shot or attacked or cursed out. That was a time when America was like that. Can you believe that? When I left home at 18, because at those times men were taught and prepared to leave home when they became an adult at 18. Because men used to become an adult at 18. Now they don't even become an adult at 118 years of age. But, and I would travel to different cities, states. I never once thought about being shot or being robbed or going to an event. And a lot of time I was traveling alone. America used to be that way. Isn't that amazing? That's gone. It's Independence Day, right? That's gone. Man, I'm glad that I have some amazing memories of my country when it really was a country. Instead of being born right now or the Z generation or even the hate generation, whatever they call it, millennial, when you have nothing but bad memories. Well, maybe not quite bad memories for some of the millennials, not all the isn't that amazing? Now you're going down to going out, going home or leaving home or wherever to celebrate the 4th of July, and you're walking in fear. You're living in fear. You can't even ride the airplane anymore. The airplane ride went from having to dress up to ride the plane. You dressed up. I don't know if you had to do it, but you dressed up, and it was so classy and fun. It went from that to fighting on the plane to doors falling off the plane to getting rid of employees who knew how to build the plane, make it work, to affirmative action people who have no clue. Plane, almost every day you hear about a plane near miss or a plane nosediving or something going on. Airplane rides are no fun anymore. And I want to play this soundbite, and then I want to get to your phone calls and super chats. Hassan, I want to, let's see here. When I heard the story on local news first, it just kind of hit me. There is a woman visiting here in California, and according to the report, she was killed while visiting this country. Yeah, I am. And I want, okay. My bad, I haven't, and we went over, but I'm black and slow. Okay. Look, it's an angry world, right? Oh, I got it. I want you to think about this as Hassan, I'm going to want to go to clip 4-3. This woman, according to the story, was visiting another country. She was visiting America. And can you imagine when you're in a foreign country and you're going to America, you're thinking, wow, I'm going to America. It's safe. It's fun. It's free. Everything going to be amazing. Can't wait to go and get back home and tell about your trip. But instead, and according to a report, she was killed in America, a foreign country. Can you imagine? Just think about that. I never heard of anything like this growing up. When visitors go to America or come to America, it's like party time, fun time, amazing time, and they can't wait to get back home to tell how the trip went. This woman, according to the story, if this is true, will not be able to go back home and tell her story about how amazing it was in America. I want you to think about that. In our country is becoming a S-hole country real fast. We are a third world country. Did you ever imagine facing that? Happy 4th of July. This is from, so I want you to watch this and realize this happened in America, if it's true, to a foreigner who was visiting America, a foreign country. KTLA 5. A woman who was struck and killed by a suspect vehicle during a botched robbery attempt at Newport Beach Fashion Island has been identified as a 68-year-old tourist. Think about that. In America, a 68-year-old tourist visiting from New Zealand. Watch this.
Well, new developments tonight in the deadly robbery and murder at Fashion Island Mall in Newport Beach. Now, these are the victims. KCAL News has learned they are 68-year-old Patricia McKay and her husband, Doug, a prominent banker in New Zealand. The alleged thieves targeted the couple and then dragged McKay into the street, running over her with their car.
And again, as we've told you, this all happened in Newport Beach yesterday. Now, the Good Samaritan we spoke to said he was eating sushi at a restaurant there, stepped outside, and that's when he heard someone say, "She's getting robbed, she's getting robbed."
And I clotheslined him and took him out. And then I had to stop. And as I turn around, he's getting up. And we both start running because he's running for the car and I'm running after him. And he ducked out of the way. And as soon as he ducked out of the way, I then saw the car had stopped. And there was a guy with the passenger door kicked open and he was out it. And I saw down the barrel of the gun. I was like, oh, he's shooting at me.
Yeah, he says that's when that third suspect ran back to the car, got in, and they all took off. Those three suspects, as we then reported, were later caught up in this pursuit. All three of them eventually taken into custody. Now, that Good Samaritan Bo there tells us that Doug, the woman's husband, sat there and unfortunately had to watch the entire thing. He says after the woman was hit the first time, Doug began screaming, "She's already down, already down." He believes that the suspects panicked. That's when the driver, he says, hit the gas and hit her for a second time. Mm. Before that interaction that he described happened, and then all three of them took off. Guys?
That is an amazing story to me. They were visiting from a foreign country. Husband and wife, according to the story. And they were white. And white people just want their first-class world. They don't want to be robbed. They don't want to be fighting. They don't want to go out to an event and shoot up one another. They just want to enjoy their life. They work hard. They go to school. They learn. And then they go to quote-unquote prestige colleges. And they get amazing education. And then they build rockets and ships to the moon. And they go on those cruise things, and they go visiting because they made a lot of money, and they travel first class on the planes, and all that. And now they can't do that because you have these people out there robbing them. And at one time, it was mostly blacks in this country, but now you have all these foreigners. It could be a foreigner now. And they showed the suspects who were accused of doing this. They caught them, and they showed them on the news. I didn't have their pictures there being arrested, but they looked like they were three black guys. I could be wrong about that. They could have been dark, somebody else kind of people. But it looked like it was three black guys. But we didn't have the pictures there for some reason. Oh, yeah, being told it was three black guys, according to Derek. Oh, my producer. We're going to show you their pictures. So I want you to really, really think about what had happened to my country. What has happened to my country. And then I really want you to think about even the tourist people take a grave risk at visiting America. Did you ever imagine that you would be hearing those words? That you will ever be hearing that. You take a risk, a major risk, your life risk, at visiting when you visit America now. A tour. That was unheard of in the good old days. Unheard of. When boys were boys and men were men. So I'm being told that it was a guy, I can't read it now, the writing's gone, but it was reported as black men. I know I saw yesterday that it was, there go a black guy, one of them, according to the report, I don't know for sure. there's one of them, black man in America. But there are two others somewhere. We don't have it, so I might as well move on. Yeah, but the thing moving so fast, I can't read it. But I just want, the point I wanted to make is that everything has changed. My country is now an asshole country. You can't even visit this country as a tourist and then go back home to your country alive. Can you imagine? Think about this. This woman is going back home to her country from what at one time was an amazing country, America. She's going back home dead. She will never see her family again. They will never see her alive again. And I think they said her husband was a banker or something, so they had a little money, they were having fun. And look what happened in America. So I want to remind you that at one time, that America, this stuff was not happening. And if it was happening, because human hearts are wicked, so wicked hearts have always been around, of course, but it was, they were contained by the law of the land. When I was growing up, unheard of it. It was just unheard of. Blacks were not killing. You could ride on a plane. You could go. I left home at 18, traveling around to Indiana and then to California by myself. I wasn't afraid of robbery and anything. Because it, as far as I knew, it didn't even exist. I think the first time there were two times I realized that the blacks were out of control. Once I went up to Indiana, and I heard about the Black Stone Rangers and the Black Panthers or something like that. And they were, like, out of control, and the blacks were afraid of them. So I heard about that, but they were over in Chicago, and I was standing over in Gary, Indiana, East Chicago and Gary, Indiana. And so I never saw them, because we were not allowed to go over there. And then when I moved to California, for a while I stayed over in South Central L.A. And the blacks were out of control over there. And so it was my first encounter with that kind of stuff. And so I moved to West L.A., away from the South Central L.A., because I just wasn't accustomed to that. My country is gone. It's an asshole country now. And somebody wanted it that way. They have made it to be that way. And it's only going to get worse because so far gone and down the road. But you can be free. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Happy 4th of July. 4th of July ain't 4th of July no more. Quick break. Back in a moment.
Baba Thumper!
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America. from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You are looking at memories of America. It ain't America today, so be ye not deceived. It's not beautiful. Thank you. That was amazing. You're looking at memories of the way it used to be. It ain't that way now. That's gone. They have torn down statues and monuments and flags and burned down amazing buildings and just wiping out the history of an amazing country and putting up George Floyd. Oh. Anyway, 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. Let's try to have some fun. It is the 4th of July. Even though the gas prices are high, crime out of control, the races are fighting one another, no drilling. Everything messed up. Tourist people can't come here anymore. And rely on going back home alive, not just going back home safe, but going back home alive in the United States of America, a third world country. We have all these third world people here, and then the angry blacks. And not all, but most. And they are let loose. They've gotten rid of the police. They have gotten rid of the police and turned the criminals loose. This woman, according to the story, is now dead from New Zealand. Visiting, looked happy with her husband. They were in the fashion district out in Newport Beach, ain't even near the black folks. And yet, she will not return back to New Zealand alive. What a sad commentary for America. Anyway, y'all supposed to be having some fun today, right? Amazing. 888-7753-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, TheHakeReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, Joel Friday TV, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after The Hake Report. And then The American Anchor, baby. At 12 noon. The American Anchor, baby. Amazing, huh? At 12 noon. Pacific time. Energy given to him by God. Amazing. And I'm going to get to your super chats and everything here in a minute. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show and happy 4th of July.
Hey, happy 4th of July. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, man. July just feels white.
Yes, sir. I was calling for the biblical question, man.
Okay. Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you?
It feels like the natural thing to do. Sometimes it's like a knee-jerk reaction. Sometimes it's out of like pride. Like you don't want to feel like a beta male. But ultimately, I can tell it's that the devil in me feeds off of that. Gets strength from me arguing and hating and judging others. So that's the purpose of it. Even though it feels to me, sometimes it tricks me into doing it.
What do you mean that ultimately the devil in you are doing it?
The spirit in me that wants to destroy me, something in me that, you know, makes me do things I don't want to do and cause harm to myself and others, that thing constantly tries to deceive me to attack back.
So I'm sorry, Josh. Tell me once again, why do you attack back when someone attack you?
Because there's a spirit in me that controls me that causes me to do it.
And how do you know that?
Because I witnessed it happening. Sometimes I can't control it. Sometimes I see that I'm just doing this to feel good. This is really not necessary. And I would be better off if I didn't do it. But I want to feel good in the moment. And so I do, you know, it just feels good to punch somebody in the face when you know you should hold back, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Sounds good, man. And what I wanted to say, it's also just like when my mom or my girlfriend says, I love you, and I automatically want to say, I love you back. Oh, I love you too. It's like a knee-jerk reaction. I think that's the same thing of attacking back or also like appeasing somebody who's trying to be nice to you, so you want to be nice to them back. I think it's the same spirit.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask before we run. Josh, you believe in God?
Yes.
You believe in God, and why?
It's I have a gut feeling. I have something in me sees that's the right. Something in me sees that makes sense. That there is a God. And that
something in you sees that it makes sense to believe in God?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
What in you that you see that makes you, it makes sense to believe in God?
I don't know, but other people don't have it. And for some reason, I'm inclined towards it. And I used to didn't have it. And I don't think I'm in control of that.
And do you believe in magic? Do you believe in magic?
You know, magic sounds to me like illusions, you know. I believe in miracles. I guess, is that miracles different than magic?
Have you ever had a miracle?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a miracle.
What kind of miracle have you had? What the?
I think like smaller ones, like I should have gotten in a car accident, but I veered right and just missed it just in the nick of time, or, you know, things happen that, you know, that you could easily turn a blind eye to and say, oh, that's just, you just got lucky, but something else is going on.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Happy 4th. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question.
All right. I appreciate you. Appreciate the show, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Hassan, you believe in God?
Yes, sir.
And why?
Because I know he's real.
What does that mean? How you know he's real?
I don't believe because I know.
How you know he's real?
Because you just know.
What?
You just know.
You just know he's real?
Yeah.
But you don't know how you know that he's real? What the?
What the?
Amazing 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let's see here. What the?
I bet you won't wear it to the hood. You get shot and taken away from you.
I know, you're white supremacist.
They may not take away the flag, though.
That's true.
They don't like the flag. Amazing. So, and where did you get the idea to believe in God?
Yeah, just my parents, just being raised.
Okay. Amazing.
But I like your revelation of we're not to believe, we're to know.
Amazing.
So.
Nice.
Amazing.
Let me go to Jonathan out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, so I'm actually curious about something. I haven't actually called into the show about a year and a half, maybe two. And I have two daughters, one on the way. So three total.
So you have two already and one on the way?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And me and my wife are having some difficulties on how to raise the oldest.
Speak
one.
Up. You're mumbling. Speak up. Okay.
We're having difficulties with our oldest daughter because she is very rude and disrespectful, and it creates a lot of anger, you know, trying to educate her.
How old is she?
She's 4 years old.
She's four?
Yeah.
And she's already rude and angry?
Yeah.
She hate her mother already?
I'm not certain. I mean, the biggest thing is when we tell her to do certain things that are just like normal things, you know, pick up after yourself, try to understand what we're saying, but she doesn't follow through.
When you say we, what we are saying, who are you referring to?
Oh, whether it's myself or my wife telling her to do certain things. But the behavior is only specifically at home. It's not outside. Outside with other people, she's completely fine. So I'm not really understanding, I guess, where you could say where we went wrong. on. I'm not exactly sure how to...
She is... And your question for me is what?
How to... I guess what is the best way to approach it on how to resolve the disrespect, the rudeness, and just, you know, just being receptive to what we're trying to say to her.
You got to correct her mother. She's becoming like her mother. So she's acting the way that she's being treated by her mother and you, because it sounds like you're angry and you don't have love either. So she's reacting, she's acting just like her parents. You're getting back what's being put out. And the only way that's going to change is she's 4 years old. The only way that's going to change is that you and her mother heart has to change from anger to love. You guys don't have any love. Because it sounds like you're treating her the same way the mother treated her.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of very specific. For example, we don't really have an issue with her, right? But it's just the little things and clean up after yourself. But she doesn't listen. She talks back a lot.
Because that's how her mother is treating her. And that's how her mother treat you. Her mother don't listen to you. Does her mother obey you?
Yeah.
She obey you?
She is.
Why?
What do you mean?
Do you correct the mother when you see how she's treating your daughter?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. I mean,
do you correct the mother when you see how she's treating your daughter?
Yeah, when I'm home, obviously. I don't know exactly what she's doing when I'm not home.
And do you correct her in front of your daughter?
Of course.
Yeah. Correct the mother, I guarantee you, at 4 years old, the girl will change. But if you don't, the girl going to get worse. And as she get older, she's going to be just like her mother.
Yeah. The weird thing is that I don't really see the character development in my wife versus my kid, right? She's very rambunctious and stubborn, which is more me. My wife is more gentle and easygoing. So that's what confuses me about it.
So you treat your daughter like a mother?
I don't really know how to answer that question. I mean, not exactly. Because obviously she's my wife and then there's my kid. So
I know, but you treat your... So is the anger coming from you or your wife toward your daughter?
Oh, it's definitely coming from me.
Well, then why are you treating your daughter like you're the mother instead of the father?
Not exactly sure how to answer that question.
And I guarantee you, yeah, you're treating your daughter like the mother treated your daughter with no love. Mm. Your wife is not obeying you. I promise you that.
I mean,
have you gone and forgiven your mother?
What I think. I did. It was a while ago.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Oh, why not?
I never got into it, unfortunately.
So how will you overcome the hell that you're in living if you don't see the hell that you're living in?
I don't know. I just need a temporary solution right now because it's kind of going on my nerves too much, and we're about to have another daughter, and I don't want her to, essentially, my oldest daughter being rough with the baby, and that's what concerns me the most.
It's not going to change, Jonathan, yeah, until you and your wife change your heart from anger to love. You have no love. And your daughter, yeah, Innocence, cannot handle the hell in you and her mother. So she's becoming like you guys. And there is no quick fix until you guys change from anger. There's nothing going to change. Your daughter is not responsible for her action right now. It's because of you and her mother. And it sounds like it's more even you because you're saying that your wife obeys you. Your wife has love and not anger, right?
Wait, say that again, the last one.
Does your wife ever get angry?
She does.
And you get angry?
Unfortunately.
Then how is your daughter? She doesn't even have a chance.
Yeah.
She's been raised by two evil people.
What should I personally do in the times where she is being extremely disrespectful? What is the proper reaction?
Stop treating her that way. When you stop treating her that way, she'll stop acting that way.
Yeah. I understand the nature of really kind of trying to calm down and try to talk in a very simple tone with your kids.
No. Your heart got to change, man. Your nature is evil, and this girl's nature is innocent. And now it's being turned to evil because she's in hell with her parents. She's born into hell. And you got,
and you're 100% my fault.
And you appointed at the daughter when it's really you.
Yeah.
Why don't you overcome your mother, that angry nature?
I thought I did. I mean, she passed away before I could do that, so I had to do it within my heart. I talked to my father about it as well. We have a very good relationship now, more than it was before. But
it's spiritual.
It kind of just confuses me. That's all.
What confuses you?
I kind of understand what I'm supposed to do, but it really confuses me as to why she becomes so disrespectful when I'm trying to.
Because you're like that,
her, right? Yeah.
She's that way because of you and her mother. She's catching hell from you, and she's catching hell from her mother. What do you think she's going to become?
Like me?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the first thing I should do?
I would recommend, do what you want, that you start working on you to overcome the hell that you're living in so you can pass on love to your daughter and not hate.
Okay.
I would recommend you do what you want, but do the silent prayer so you can be conscious of the evil that is driving you. Because your daughter is becoming just like you. And if you are like this, your wife is not obeying you either. You're obeying your wife, and she's not obeying you.
How would I, this is a kind of weird question, but how do you know if a person is not obeying you, even if they say they are or they're doing the actions they are?
What kind of action?
I don't know.
How can your wife obey you when you're filled with evil?
Fair point.
You're acting like her. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Hold on, man. Hold on. Lord, have mercy. It's the 4th of July. Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
Bob the Dumper.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
The unanimous, nice, got it. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. This is from the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath themselves by abolishing the forms of hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while the evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these 13 colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. One, he has refused to assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Two, he has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless these people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places of unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Four, he has dissolved the representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. Skipping down, he has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He is affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Skipping down, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, his military, the king's military, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, imposing taxes on us without our consent, depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Sounds familiar, huh? Skipping down, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of governments, he has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. I'll tell you more of our founder's complaints in the next hour, but now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
We'll be right back.
have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Happy 4th of July. And happy White History Month.
Amazing.
July, for those who don't know, it's White History Month. This is our 7th year of celebrating White History Month. And we celebrate to remember and not to forget. All right? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the biblical question for this week, why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Have you ever asked yourself that? What the? No, because most people don't get to know themselves. You can, if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, working out or whatever, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, as it is happening. And you can podcast the show, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And then to donate, and we're going to get to your Super Chat. To donate and have your Super Chat read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? 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 Why George God?
Holy mackerel.
You preach for us and let us, and then tell us what it is you mean.
I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? What is overall coming to? Things just ain't the same. Happy 4th of July, folks, and happy White History Month. Let me go quickly back to Jonathan out of Sweet Home, Alabama. And Jonathan and his wife has two daughters and another baby on the way soon. And according to Jonathan, the four-year-old daughter is acting out, and he doesn't know what to do. Right, Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
And tell me, give me an example of what the four-year-old is doing.
The biggest thing is when we tell her or ask her to do something, she doesn't listen. She does the opposite. And then she talks back immediately after that. Another situation is when we tell her to be quiet because we live, you know, in an apartment complex, and she's up at 5 o'clock in the morning and she's making a lot of noise.
Speak up a little bit.
I'm sorry. another example is like when it's like 5 o'clock in the morning and she's up and about and making a bunch of noise, and we can't have that because we're in an apartment complex and there's people still sleeping. So it creates a lot of difficulty trying to manage that. And I'm not exactly sure those specific instances how to, you know, deal with it without basically saying, hey, stop it or be quiet, you know.
And what were you about to say?
No, that's all basically. In those cases, that's the biggest one right now, for example.
Okay. And who disciplined your daughter when you're home? Your wife or you?
That's me.
And when you're away, who disciplined her?
That's her, my wife.
And does your wife discipline her the same way you do?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, it's not a yes or a no. It's kind of like she tries to do it her own way. We talk about it, and we try to find solutions as to how to take care of her.
You said she tried to get her own way?
No. What I'm saying is, you know, at the end of the day, when I'm back home, we usually try to find ways on how to how to discipline her better, like when I'm gone for work and she's taking care of her. Sometimes we talk over the phone when she's being real difficult when I'm at work, so that's that.
And how does she treat her mother and your wife?
It's probably the same. Sometimes it's worse, unfortunately. So I try to talk to my daughter over the phone. It usually calms her down a little bit. You cannot treat people like that.
And when you say sometimes it's worse, how does she treat her mother that sometimes it's worse?
Oh, screams at her. Doesn't want to calm down when she needs her to calm down. She's creating a lot of noise that's making my wife's ears very sensitive, unfortunately.
Making what?
She screams a lot. So it's making my wife's ears very sensitive.
Making your wife's kind of ears?
Yeah.
How old is your wife? What the?
She's 30. I'm telling you, it's not easy. Like, genuinely speaking, it's not easy.
So, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So your wife have to call you at work sometime to have you talk to your daughter on the phone?
Yeah. I mean, it happens maybe like once every 2 weeks or stuff like that.
And what does your daughter say when you're talking to her, a four-year-old, on the phone?
She's, like, super sweet, right? It's like, oh, but everything is good. I listen, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's real sweet, but that's the issue. So sometimes I'm like, I'm not exactly sure how to. And it's not like I want to change her completely, but I at least want her to adapt to certain situations. Like, if we tell her to clean up, you know, please clean up. Don't be rude about it. You know, don't talk back. I mean, it may sound like a non-issue, but in reality, if it's an ongoing issue, it's getting to the point where it's just becoming too difficult to deal with.
And so if she's not going to stop, she's not going to get better. So what are you going to do? Put her in a juvenile detention center or something?
I mean, Jesus. Sometimes I feel like that, but I can't do that because obviously he's my kid, right?
And so what are you going to do, call the police?
I don't know. I probably need to talk to some people who have more experience with this because obviously I don't.
So let me ask. How will your daughter get better when all she is receiving from her mother and father is hate? No patience, no love. How is she to be any different than what she is if her parents are like that?
Yeah, that is probably more true than I care to admit.
That was the question.
She will not get love, unfortunately, because if the only thing she gets is anger out of us.
That's all she's getting. She's only getting hate. She's not getting love. She's getting no patience. She's getting nothing but hate. How will she get better if you and her mother are only getting worse? You're not getting better. And especially the mother, because the mother giving her even more hell when you're at work. Believe me.
Yeah.
How will the daughter get better when all that hell is going on. You and her, you guys don't love her. How will she get better?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I've tried almost everything. Spanking, cripple spanking, doesn't work.
All you do in doing that, you add to the problem. You're making her angry even more so because there's no love in spanking her either.
True. I mean, I think there's a place and a time, not with anger, but like discipline. Like, hey, you cannot do this. This is unacceptable. But at the same time,
what's wrong with you, Jonathan?
What was that?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What am I supposed to say to that?
I'm telling you, the daughter is not the problem. You and the mother are the problem.
Yeah. I realize that, but as I was saying before, it really concerns my behavior, for especially when the new kid comes. That's really my biggest concern right now.
So your biggest concern is about the new kid and not the one you have?
I mean, obviously, I need to take care of her character. That is an obvious situation, but...
But what character? You have, and your wife have no character. How can you take care of her character? She's acting like you guys.
All right. So that's kind of why I was asking you.
You want your daughter to change?
Right now?
You want your daughter to change?
Yes, sir.
Then you change. And make your wife change. Otherwise, she's not going to change. She's an example of what you guys are. You're looking at yourself in the mirror when you're dealing with your daughter.
Yeah.
And you're blaming her when it's really you guys.
I don't blame everything on her. I know I have
she's
a lot
She's not
of
to be blamed
issues.
For anything. Yeah. She's 4 years old.
Okay.
If you guys change, then she will change. And you have a chance right now since she's 4, but if you let it go, if you don't change anytime soon, when she gets older, she's just going to, that spirit of evil just will continue to grow in her, and she's going to be the carbon copy of you and her mother.
Understood.
As an adult.
Okay.
Why don't you change?
I am doing what I can, as far as I understand it, at least.
What are you doing to change?
Working hard and trying to be more gentle with her.
What does that mean, working hard on what?
Oh, sorry, job. Job-wise, trying to provide an income.
That's not going to change your daughter one iota.
No, I understand. I understand. But
so what? How you? That's not working hard. It's not going to change you either. Unless you're working on yourself, your heart.
So that's what I was asking. What is the first thing I really need to work on myself first?
Immediately, you need to start doing the silent prayer God can separate you from the hell that's in you. And then he'll take away all that stuff and you'll have love and patience for your daughter. You'll be able to deal with your wife perfectly. And everything would change once your heart changed. You don't have any patience. You and your wife don't have any love. And your wife is giving your daughter pure hell while you're at work. That's why she's screaming and yelling and carrying on at work. While you're at work, because she really don't have any help while you're at work. Your wife can't handle your daughter at all.
That's true.
I'll
work on that.
So start doing the prayer. To silent prayer, you got to get serious about working on you and then start being honest with your wife. Tell her to back off your daughter. Stop yelling at her. Stop screaming at her. Be patient because the daughter is becoming like her.
Okay.
You guys have no patience for the daughter. You have no love. And if you don't change, you're not going to treat the baby that's on the way any differently than you would treat the one that you have now, except you may spoil the new baby and say, oh, we're going to do it right this time. We're going to give her everything she just wants. We're going to spoil her. It's going to be the same devil.
Understood.
And you should not be disciplining your daughter the way your wife does. That's two mommies. That's a beta male. You have to have patience with your daughter. Don't be a beta.
Beta. I should always make fun of laughing, Jesus. Anyway.
Start working on yourself.
I understand what you're saying.
And stop yelling at your daughter and just be patient with her. So when you're changing, she's going to change. When her mother changed, she'll change.
So when she is having an episode, essentially screaming and crying and complaining and all kinds of fun, patience is probably the best course of action.
100%. Don't yell at her. Don't scream at her. Hear her out and then explain what the problem is.
Okay. I know it sounds like I'm kind of weird and beta-ish, but please understand, I'm 30 years old. I've been trying to do my best throughout this time, so sorry about that.
I understand. No, I totally understand, but you got to start. You got to overcome your mother. You got to overcome, forgive your father. You got to overcome the hell that's in you so you can guide your wife and children in the right way to go. You got to be the light. You're not the light of your family.
Yes, sir. I can do that. I'll work on myself.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
I'll call you in a month. I'll keep you posted.
All right. And be patient. No more yelling at your daughter.
Yes, sir.
And then don't let your wife yell at her. If she start yelling at your daughter, just say no. Don't yell at her.
Okay.
And let your daughter see you doing it. And she would know that at least the father is trying to protect her from the mother.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. I can work on that.
Happy White History Month.
Very, very White History Month.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show, and happy White History Month, Ronnie.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
I like the way you handled that previous caller. I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you.
That was real good advice. I do agree with you. They need to give a lot more love and patience and grace. And understand that, the four-year-old, most four-year-olds just, they copy what their parents do.
100%. And they try to make her be right when they're wrong. What the?
Yeah. And, if they want her to clean up, I think if the parents just led by example, if they always cleaned up, at some point the kids will say that they want to pitch in and help. That's just what kids do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I wanted to call because yesterday you kept repeating this phrase. And I know it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yes.
Regarding Jesus when they went and woke him up when he was asleep and he told the storm to stop and the storm stopped.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're applying what manner of man is this? You're applying that to Donald Trump. And I wanted to understand if I'm hearing you correct and you're saying what manner of man is this when you're talking about Trump, or are you saying something different?
I'm talking about Trump when I say what manner of man is this, the when and see obey him. Because it reminds me of, as you just said, when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, and they were all hanging around, talking, riding on the boat, having fun, doing what white people do, or Jewish people do. And they pretended that they really believed in Jesus. Oh, we love you. You're the man. Right on. And Jesus was like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, I'm tired. I got to take a nap. And they said, okay, Jesus, go on, take a nap. We got you. And as soon as he went to sleep, the boat started shaking because a wind came, according to the Bible, and the water started shaking. And they were like, Jesus, wake up. We're about to turn over in this boat. And Jesus woke, awakened, and he told the boat, the wind and the sea to be still. And it did. The water calmed, the wind calmed, the thing was fine. And they're like, wow, Jesus, you something else. And Jesus was like, you know what? Had you guys not overreacted, paraphrase, had you not overreacted, you could have told the wind and the sea to be still, right? Well, if you notice with the same thing with the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, he's not overreacting to all these so-called court cases and allegations and things that people are saying about him, whether true or false. He is not overreacting. And so far, the wind and sea is obeying him. The court just threw out, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, this is not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Everything works in his favor because he's not overreacting. He is telling Trump, is telling the wind and the sea to be still. Amazing, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So you taking the part of the story where just focusing on the not overreacting part.
Right. And dealing with the calm, the circumstances, the wind and the sea in his life. But he's not overreacting to the wind and the sea. He's staying calm and telling it to be still, meaning the circumstances to be still, and they're being taken away from him.
Okay. That makes sense. So anybody that is in a storm and they choose to not overreact and they remain calm, anybody that does that will be able to have that same statement applied to them?
100%. If you stop overreacting to life situations, you can overcome the situation. But when you overreact to the situation, you give it life and you bring it upon yourself. Nothing but destruction.
Okay. Yep. I like that perspective. And that's also one of the few stories that appears in multiple books. I think that's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Right on.
So, you know, kind of denying that existence or that the wording or what happened there.
Yeah.
It's hard to dispute it because of all the accounts on it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
So let me ask, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, do you believe in Jesus or God?
I believe in both of them.
And why?
I don't know if you separated Jesus and God to show that there's a difference between the two.
No, let's do it. Let's just do one.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
And why?
When you look around, it's hard to explain it any other way. We got trees, we got mountains, clouds, oceans, a bunch of people walking around this earth, killing each other. to be able to get to this point where this is the world we live in, it's like, okay, who put this here? And nobody in this world could have created this world, so it has to be something outside of this world.
And that's why you believe in God?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Right.
I appreciate that question.
Yes. Amazing call. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy 4th and have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. You too. Amazing. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say today.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
I rest my case. It's amazing to me that my America is gone. For those who don't know, America was amazing when I was growing up. Really. It was everything and then some. When I look around, I see things that reminds me. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
You have on your Patriot shirt?
I have.
Nice. Unapologetic
American. Patriot.
Nice. 4th of July. Do you remember when you, but you're not that old. You don't know America when America was great, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Ronald Reagan was around.
Oh, you remember Ronald Reagan?
Of course, a little bit.
How old were you?
Five. Six.
You don't remember Ronald Reagan? Yeah, five?
I yeah, I do. Come on. I mean, I didn't know what politics meant, but.
What was his wife's name?
Well, which wife? Nancy.
Yeah. So, remember when the 4th of July was like a fun time? It was like America Day.
Yeah.
And you can go out and not have to worry about or be concerned about getting killed or robbed. Or you could be a tourist in America. You come here alive, you expect to go back home alive, and you will.
Yeah. And you could actually light off fireworks.
Yeah.
In any old town, because they didn't go out of control with it. People didn't go out of control with it. We didn't have so many Mexicans who came up from Mexico and brought Mexican fireworks.
Bombs.
Yeah.
Sound like Third World War happening.
Crazy.
And remember when there was no such thing as racism?
Oh, yeah.
And no such thing as white supremacists. All that mess didn't exist.
Yep.
What America? My country gone.
It's a shame.
What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was my country? Anyway, Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Mobetta bought 5 coffees.
Thank you,
Jesse,
Mobetta.
Keep up your workout routine. You made that shirt on Wednesday look good. Going to steal your style again. Thanks, JLP and experts, for your great fellowship. Mobetta 47. He old.
Right on. Thank you, Mobetta. I appreciate it. I am older, 1 year younger than Israel. I can proudly say I'm older than a country. That's amazing, huh?
You're actually 1 year younger.
Right. Well, 1 year young, about the same.
Right.
Amazing!
It's basically older.
But you're not older than a country or 1 year younger than a country?
I don't know.
Like which country?
I don't know.
I rest my case. I know about Israel.
I know that there was a civil war in El Salvador. Does that help around that time? So maybe it became a different country?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Amazing.
What about South Africa? It became a trash country from a great country.
So you're older than that?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm 10 years older than the newfangled lame-o South Africa.
I have a vague memory of when they started Israel, when they founded that country.
Really?
I was a little kid, but I remember hearing, like, on the TV, but I didn't know what was going on, right? But I do remember hearing them talk about Israel being formed. I don't know what word they use. And it was new. And then I remember all the uproar about it. People were like, didn't like it, but I was a kid. I didn't know it. I didn't understand. I didn't care. But I kind of remember when Israel, I can't believe that I remember a little bit when Israel being formed.
Cool.
The country was being made.
Right on.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
But I vaguely remember, but I can't tell the whole story. Thank you.
Mobetta with 5 more coffees. In defense of Andrew, who spoke after my rants July 3rd. About organizations plaguing, censoring things like free speech and civilization since thousands of years. This goes back to the King Ramses II of ancient Egypt. He African. He black.
He black.
There are people in power and they're
back in a moment.
Dominating.
Keep it piffy.
And violating people's rights forever.
Back in a moment. Back in a moment. We'll be back. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-888-7753-773. I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, whatever the occasion is, encouragements. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right, for your personal shout out. And then, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode. My guest was Sabrina Strings, and she is an author and professor of Black Studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You are a professor of Black Studies.
What aspect of American society has not been touched by blackness?
Science, building airplanes, making the world work. Do you love white people?
My problem is typically with whiteness.
You are nice now, but if we were dating or married, you'd be held to pay. Have you ever dated a white man?
Yeah.
Rest my case.
Whiteness is the cultural sea that we are swimming in.
That's amazing you think that. Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
If you are a rich white person, yes.
I've never heard of a conversation like that. Everything white. In her mind, she must be celebrating white history then. Everything white. That's tomorrow, Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. And you can donate to The Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate. Thefallenstate.tv/donate. Or on locals.com. Click on the link in the description there for locals.com. All right. Amazing. Let's just catch up on those super chats and then I'm going back to the phones.
Super chat.
Super.
Thank you, Mo Better, for your coffees.
Every time I hear Mo Better, I think of Mo Better Blue.
Maybe.
You ever heard that?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Just a guy bought 10 coffees. Oh, by the way, Mo Better, keep them pithy, man.
Yeah, and keep them pithy, Mo Better.
I abbreviate and clean it up. But thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Just a guy, 10 coffees. My 2 cents. To the crew, I recommend playing 10 to 15 seconds snippets from each of y'all's shows to give a taste of your channel when JLP promotes the show instead of promo picks. Hopefully this helps promote the network. You guys have helped a lot. My turn to give back any way I can. Have a wonderful 4th of July, y'all.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, very nice idea. Thank you.
Dustin Nowlin donated a Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Donnie Girl's idea says with a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble, Donna Girl.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's not the last one as a free country. God has the final say, and I am confident he already made a way when it seems there is no other way.
I'm sorry, but it's too late. It is no longer our free country. I read you the story, played the soundbite for you in the first hour. A white woman and her husband came here to visit from Ireland. And the woman is now dead. According to the story, she was robbed. I mean, New Zealand, not Ireland, New Zealand. She was robbed, ran over by a car by three black guys. In Orange County, that didn't even happen in the hood. And that's Orange County, right?
Oh, yeah.
America is an asshole country now, not a free country. That's gone. But I know what you mean. And God is not willing that anyone should perish. Amazing. Thank you.
More super chats. Thank you, Don.
Thank
Joey,
you, Don.
10 coffees. My supervisor at work is black. Should I be scared because I'm white? Just kidding. Just kidding. LOL. Happy 4th, everyone.
Well, I know what you mean. Watch your back. Thank you.
Nikki bought 5 coffees. No message.
Thank you.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Happy 4th to JLP and crew. Thank you for all that you guys do. American flag emoji.
Thank you. Happy 4th to you, too. I do appreciate it.
Amazing.
CLC over on Twitch. JLP Talk on twitch.tv.
Nice.
America hasn't been great in millennials' lifetime.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you agree to that?
Well, I'm basically Gen X, so
oh, okay.
All the younger millennials don't know stuff.
Yeah.
They grew up thinking that all slavery was bad and all that stuff.
What a mess. There are white people who even believe that every day is white history.
I know.
I can't believe that. I'm like,
every month is white history month.
Right.
Come on, man.
I'm like, can you be that dumb?
Think for yourself.
Who's dumber? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Every day is not white history month. July is white history month. Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia, monthly supporter on Rumble, says, who's wearing their July just feels white shirt today?
Amazing.
JulyFeelsWhite.com.
Yeah. July. Get your shirts at JulyFeelsWhite.com or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Amazing.
At this point, just call me Mike Bought a Coffee. Sorry, Jesse. I can't buy as many coffees as I used to. I'm broke as a joke. Anyway. Can you quote some of the lyrics of Save the Children from Marvin Gaye for me? Bambi eyes emoji, salute emoji, and heart.
Oh, man. Well, we appreciate what you can do. I absolutely appreciate it. And at some point, I will do that. All right? Thank you.
And someone bought 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, longtime listener and fan of the show. Right now, I'm going through alcohol withdrawal. It's absolutely awful. I'm trying to stay present, but any encouragement and help would help. Thanks and stay blessed. Love you guys.
Just relax and go through it. And don't call it offer. Don't add a name to it. Just go through it. Relax. It's not you. It's not even happening to you. The pain you feel, the withdrawal pain you feel, it's not happening to you. So just relax and you'll be fine. All right? Don't overreact. Stay still. Be calm. I wish you well. Thank you.
Gregatron says, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. It's 4th of July. It's White History Month. What a day to be alive.
I rest my case. It's amazing.
Nice. Thank you, Gregatron. Evgeny Crosby, 2 diamonds, one after another. The lying media is working overtime to get rid of Joe Biden and save him at the same time.
Yeah, they're carrying on bad right now. It's like, what? And you don't know what's true about what they're saying and doing because they could be playing a game, pretending they're like so scared and upset. You just don't know. So just watch, observe, and see what happens. Have a wait and see attitude. It's amazing. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with 1 more diamond. Happy 4th of July to Jesse and the crew.
Happy 4th of July to you. Thank you.
Thanks as always.
Y'all be careful out there because in America, now you have to watch your back. In the good old days, you didn't have to do that. But now you do. So be careful out there.
Lastly, a coffee from Colby. Even though Jesus died for our sins, we must be accountable for them, right?
I don't know what that means.
Even though Jesus died for our sins, we must be accountable for them, right?
I don't know what that means.
Oh. Should I read it one more time?
Do you know what the who is it?
Colby.
You know what Colby mean by that?
Not exactly, but we're responsible for our actions and wrongdoing, right? We put ourselves in and go to HE Double Toothpicks, right? Hell.
What the? Colby, right?
Yeah.
Colby, call me, because I can't respond to that. I don't know what it means. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Is there any sense where we're accountable for our sins?
Is that a question?
Yeah, it's a question.
What's the question?
Is there any sense in which we're accountable for our sins?
How can you be accountable for?
Because they came out of you. They're in you, you know? Something like that? Something like that? Pardon me for mumbling.
Did Jesus say we were accountable for them?
I don't know.
Did the Bible say we were accountable for them?
I don't know if it uses that word, but it does say stuff like, oh, judgment. After it's appointed to man once to die, and after this judgment, something like that.
Right, but does it say we're accountable for them?
Judgment sounds like accountable. You're being held accountable.
Going to Alabama sounds accountable, too.
But that's not even in the Bible. The judgment is in the Bible. Maybe you need, yeah, it's better to call in Colby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can only go so far with putting words in your mouth.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is, oh, no. Oh, whoa. It's me, Xenia.
Hold your horses.
It's me, Xenia, donated a Rumble rant. No isms, but patriotism. For the 4th of July, strong arm, Christian right cross, and all that. And Dawn says also, I see what you mean, JLP. Evil has been running wild. Also, a customer at work looked at me with a hard-faced hate for no reason, and she was black, still is. And I thought of what you have said.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Amazing.
And the first one with the muscle thing?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Xenia.
Thank you, Xenia.
Shout out to Dawn and Xenia.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. Now that's all for now.
Thank you all very, very much. Amazing. So let me ask before you run, Hake. You believe in God?
I knew you were going to ask me this eventually, but I forgot about it. I don't know. I know that there is a God.
Joel said he believed in God.
I know that. Oh, I know he believes in God.
Be black. Do you believe in God?
I don't know. Because if I believed in God, then I think I feel like I would live God, you know? But I don't think that I don't think that I believe in God. I think that I think I just know about him. That type of thing.
Do you believe in magic?
I'm open.
Do you believe in magic?
No, not really.
What?
No.
No. All right. Thank you, Hank.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Charlie, a first time call out of Tennessee. Charlie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I apologize. I'm currently eating a chocolate chip cookie. But let me ask you a question.
You guys, sounds good
to really, me. I'm seriously, I got to swallow real quick. You guys were talking about God, right?
Yes.
All right.
You believe in God?
Okay, you know, Jesse, I'm a fan of yours. I've watched you. I've called in before. I like your outlook on things.
Oh, I thought you were a first-time caller.
I called one other time.
Oh, okay. He's not a first-time caller. Go ahead.
So, when you say God, you and I are having a conversation right now. You have your producer, you have people in your studio, your co-host, you guys are having a conversation. Nobody can explain our existence. So who is God?
God is God.
Okay, so tell me, who is God?
He is God.
So you're not giving me a definition. So it's just okay. Who created the existence for you and I to be talking right now?
Well, I was told that God did it.
So you were told by whom?
My mama.
Okay, so could your mother be wrong?
Well, she's probably right on this one. Do you believe in God, Charlie?
Well, something is responsible for our existence.
So do you believe in God?
There's an entity responsible for existence. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe
in God? Do you believe in God?
I believe that something is responsible for you and I talking right now.
Do you believe in God?
Would you describe God as the reason why you and I are talking?
Charlie, do you believe in God?
Okay. Something, you know what? You won't give me a direct answer. So you're probably going to hang up on me. You're not giving me a direct answer.
Charlie, do you believe in God?
I believe that something is responsible for our existence as human beings.
And so do you believe in God?
Would you describe God as an individual God, that's responsible God. For our...
Charlie, call me again because I can't play right now. But call me again. Very interesting. I don't want to go back and forth, but call me next week. And even tomorrow. It's open line Friday. Let me go quickly to Jamil out of Canada. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
All is well.
Good, good. I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's, I realized something. First of all, when somebody attacked me, one of the things that I realized is that they're not really attacking me at all. But whatever is in me is connecting with whatever is in them. And then I start judging myself immediately. Like, immediately I start judging myself. And one of the things that the thoughts start telling me.
Jamil,
yeah.
But the question is, why do you attack back when you are attacked?
I attack back when I'm attacked because I begin to judge myself immediately when I'm attacked, as though it's me being attacked specifically. Like that person actually believes that they hate me or whatever is attacking me. That's what I was trying to get to. Like whatever is happening outside of me, inside of that person, I start judging myself. And when I start judging myself, I say to myself, I can't let you treat me like that because I start looking at myself as weak. I start judging myself like I'm the weak one. I'm the punk here. I'm the B word here, and I can't let that happen. But it's not really me. I don't want to judge myself, but that's what I'm doing immediately. And because I'm doing that, I need to attack back to prove that I don't have to let this happen to me. I don't have to let this happen to me. But
very interesting, man.
Well, you know why? You know what it is, Jesse? It's because of the silent prayer. I'll be honest with you. It's because of the silent prayer I realized that judgment has, me judging myself has caused me to lose everything that I thought I cared about. And when I say I thought I cared about it, everything that I thought I loved and cared about, I lost it because I was judging myself and I was lashing out. And when I lashed out, because people I thought they were doing something to me or they were treating me a certain way. I realized they don't even realize what they're doing. Like I'm watching, because of this silent prayer, I'm watching everything. It's like it never stops. Like you say to do it at night and night and morning and night. It's like I'm watching everything. I'm seeing people break down in front of me and I'm seeing that it's not them. Like I was at work the other day and somebody started crying and they said, one of my coworkers, they said, why do people treat me this way? I'm such a good guy. And he started crying. And then 5 minutes later, he started gossiping about one of my other coworkers. I said, what the?
What the?
I couldn't believe it. And I was like, and then something in me, because he started treating me the same way. Like one day we came to work. He said, can you wash my lunch dishes for me? Because we have a kitchen. So we eat our lunch and then we have a kitchen. He asked me to wash his dishes. He's the manager. I looked at him and I said, no. And I started laughing. I said, this is amazing. And something wanted me to tell him, don't ever ask that again. But I realized whatever was telling me to do that wanted a conflict to occur because that guy, he's evil. I'm evil and he's evil. And he was not going to take lightly to me telling him, don't ask me those questions
right.
again.
Yeah.
And one of us would have had to lose.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be me. You understand? So once I realized what the silent prayer was doing for me, what it's actually doing for me, Jesse, it's amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Well, it's amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't care what situation comes, what happens, who turned against you, what they say about you. You stay with it. Just stay with it. Just live your life. That's amazing. And I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I will put my two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right?
I appreciate you, Jesse. God bless you. I love you. I love you bad, man. I love you bad. You're
Thank
a
you.
Good man.
Amazing. Good man. Stay with all right. it, all right? I love you and appreciate it. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Happy White History Month.
July just feels white.
It's feeling white, white.
That's right.
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
All right,
bye. Bye now. Let me go to Adam out of Indiana. Let's see here. Adam, welcome to the show. There's one line open now, 888-7753-773. Adam, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Adam.
Is it beta to cry?
Yes.
Yeah, always?
There is a time to cry. Let's say that if it does, just let it come and go. Don't hold on to it and don't identify with it. Don't get a thrill from it.
Amen to that, Jesse. Amen to that. Well, it's Bible Thumper Thursday today.
Do you cry?
Rarely I do, but yes, I do.
And why do you cry?
I haven't cried in a while, but normally it's over pretty things, you know. Normally it's over me thinking about the world, God's creation. Maybe I saw a little kid do something nice for another person, and it sort of touches me inside.
And why do you cry over those things?
Faintest idea, Jesse, faintest idea. But those are things that evoke these little emotions inside of me where I'm all like, oh, that's so sweet. And yeah, no, that's a great question. That's a great question. I don't got the faintest idea why that happens right there.
Adam, do you believe in God?
No, Jesse, I do not believe in God.
And why not?
I know. Because I know God exists. Because I know God exists. God has showed me God exists.
And how do you know He exists?
Because I asked for proof, and it was given to me, and it was my proof. It wasn't your proof. It wasn't nobody else's proof. It was just proof between me and my father, and he gave me the proof, and ever since he gave me the proof, I don't believe no more. I know.
So if you know he exists, what you crying for?
Like I said, I don't know. I don't know because it's not a thing. It's not a thing I think about. You know, I'm not thinking about to cry. I just, like I said, I see that beautiful thing happen, and I start being a woman, I guess. Start being like, oh, that's so cute right there.
Adam, thank you. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Thank you, Adam. Back in a moment.
14-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I gotta tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity, brother, that has been such a huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, July 4th, the 4th of July, A.D. 2024. Continuing with the Declaration of Independence, portions of it, excerpts from it, from Hake News, instead of Hake News, not fake news. The founders complained about the King of England, of Great Britain. Quote, he has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting, this was from July 4th-ish, 1776, transporting large armies of, in the year of our Lord, by the way, A.D., large armies and foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation, criticizing the King of England. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrectionists against us, amongst us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an indistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. The king was using the Indians, American Indians, against the Americans. Shameful. Continuing, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Now nor have we been wanting in the attentions of our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. Pardon me. And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, disavow the king. And we have which would have inevitably interrupted our connections and correspondence. What a mess. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. That's the same blood, having the same blood. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, and in peace, friends. Man, the British brothers were enemies in war. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and the General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world, that would be God, for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of the colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, that would be God, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and sacred honor. And it was signed in Georgia by Button Ginnowitt, Lyman Hall, George Walton, North Carolina, William Hooper, Joseph Hughes, John Penn, in South Carolina, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward Jr., Thomas Lynch Jr., Arthur Middleton, in Massachusetts, John Hancock, all big, in Maryland, Samuel Chase, William Paca, and other ones, other ones. I'm James Hake.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. There are two lines open if you want to jump in there. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you? An amazing question. You can watch the show if you're busy. You still can be watching the show, doing whatever you're doing, laying up at a beach, exercising, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? And don't forget to follow us on social media. Y'all know what to do, right? Hit the bell here. Ring the bell there. Like, follow here.
What the?
And blah, blah, blah. Y'all know what to do. We're on JLP on X here. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram here.
Come on, man.
Amazing. So y'all know what to do. So all that good stuff. We're also on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv, where Christ is king. Cozy.tv, where Christ is king. Amazing. So it is Friday from the new list. Y'all might not know. And we take all the calls. But every Friday is where we give Bible thumpers a little bit more time. Every Friday is, Thursday. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
For
President
sure.
Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel.
He preached for us and let us, and didn't tell us what it is you mean.
I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. Amazing. So, before I go to the calls and the super chats, you know that is White History Month, right? July is White History Month. We celebrate White History now 7th year this year. And we do celebrate White History because we need to remember and not forget the men, white men, who founded and created the greatest country on this side of heaven with the help of God. And so we want to remember because everybody, not everybody, but most people are working desperately to make you forget, to encourage you to forget instead of remember this great country. Happy 4th of July to you, all right? And also, we're going to be celebrating. We're giving you an idea of what's going on behind the scene and all kind of stuff. And we've been telling you for a while, and thank you for your support, by the way. Your donations to RebuildingTheMan.com and helping us to rebuild the family by Rebuilding the Man. Also, it's a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible. And also, you're helping us with our Entrepreneur Academy. We have an Entrepreneur Academy that we're teaching men how to start businesses. And or if they have a business, we try to show them how to enhance the business. We have a credit union where we loan them the money. And then they pay back with interest, small interest, so we can keep it going. We tutor, we counsel men and women, families and individuals by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Amazing books that I've done. We also we have a men's forum the first Thursday every month. We're not having it tonight because of 4th of July, but the first Thursday of every month. And then we have the third Thursday for ladies only forum. And then Sunday morning meeting for everyone and their mama, everybody and their mama. And then we have, what else we do? Just everything. Counseling, I said that. And merch and all kind of stuff. So we've been telling you for a while that we're starting a network. And we're working on this network. And what we want, what I want to do is 24-hour talk network with men only, 24 hours. And so we're building it one person at a time. And you all have been so kind and continue to be so kind and to help us to get that done. And today, before I play this soundbite, I want Joel Friday, he black, to tell us what we're about to see about the network. Tell us what we're about to play. Should I do that? Have you seen the video? Oh, you haven't seen it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're...
Oh, the Punch and TV thing?
I don't know about the video.
Oh, it said go to Punch and TV and watch the network.
It's not a video.
Oh, not a video. Oh, tell us about the network there. We have the punchytv.network, and we're announcing it today. It is up at a lot. Nobody know how to explain it. It seems like I don't know what to say about it.
Don't no. It's just you're saying something confusing when you say it like that. It's not punchy.network, but punchy.tv.
There's two different things and you just weren't making it clear. So punchy.tv, Nick is going to explain. I'll explain the YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
So it's two different things.
Sorry for I'm black.
Like y'all had a conversation without me. Sounds like y'all had a conversation without me, because I'm here to talk about punchy.tv.
And then Joel's talking about Punchy Network?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, folks, I'm confused, but I'm not confused about punchy.tv. You guys got to check out, but can I talk about it? So, okay, there's a new home for the network, and, you know, Jesse's talked about this network that he's building and about being independent, too. And what's really cool is what we've been working on in the background and is now currently live at this very moment. You could watch the Jesse Lee Peterson show right now in our very own home on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on anything that has connection to the internet. You just type in punchy.tv. That's punchie.tv. An amazing name. And go to punchy.tv and use it. Tell us what you think about it. Go into the top right corner, sign up, make an account, make a username, put your little picture if you'd like as well, and chat away in the chats and watch the shows.
So right now we are on punchy.tv network.
Punchy.tv on any browser. Whoa. I'm watching the Jesse Lee Peterson show on punchy.tv on my phone right now.
My grandmother and my grandmother and father would be proud.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E, not with a Y.
No, it's not a Y. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy, the country way. Punchy.tv. Amazing. And thank you all. Y'all made that happen. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Sweet. This could really turn into anything, but what it is right now,
at this very moment, it is for sure a home for you could watch all the shows and you could chat with each other. And we can keep tabs as well. As you sign up, we'll know who the people are that are supporting us.
And so we're going to be, when we do the shows now, we're going to be on Punchin.network from now on?
Of course.
I mean, Punchin.tv. Really?
Of course.
What the?
And of course, you can watch where you'd like on YouTube and all that as well. We're trying to grow those platforms the way we are, as we always are, as we always were. Because what's amazing about that is that we're just there to, you know, grow the platforms and reach new people. But if you want to support us and never lose us, you want to definitely save Punchy.tv.
Right on. What now?
Sweet.
And George, tell her what you're supposed to be telling us.
So also now, instead of the JLP network where people go to subscribe on YouTube and follow on Instagram, mm-hmm. that is also now turning over to Punchy TV. So you guys can go subscribe and follow Punchy TV now. And we're also going to be releasing special episodes that are not seen live. So you guys want to make sure you guys go subscribe and check that out. We got some good stuff coming. So Punchy TV on YouTube and on Instagram is no longer JOP Network.
Back off the mic a little bit, please.
Uh-oh. It's no longer JOP Network. It is Punchy TV on YouTube and on Instagram.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Joel Friday is on Punchy.tv every day except Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby is on Punchy.tv every day at 12 except for Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the Hake Report is on Punchy.tv every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. That is amazing. And they're not able to see the little changes we were making in the studio here, right?
They can see it. Could you do the side view?
Huh?
They can see like a hint of,
there you go.
We're sitting on a couch now.
Yeah, if you know that everybody's sitting on a couch.
And so you can fit three of us, and it's not all that awkward.
And we're still working on that, too. Let me see you, Joel. Nick. There you go, Nick. There goes Joel. After a while, we're showing you the side view so you get an idea of what we're doing. And we're not done yet.
Sweet.
We're still working on it.
Yeah.
Amazing. What do you got to say about all this, Hake?
Fun.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
That's it?
For now. I'll believe it when I see that Joel goes live on it.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll talk to him later.
Oh.
I lost.
What do you guys say about all this, Anchor Baby?
I'm glad it's here. I'm glad we have a place where we could put everything. This will turn my dreams, not just far in the future plans. I'm talking about much closer.
Yeah.
For what I've thought about this platform is at the very least, a true archive of everything. Where you can get, there's so much missing on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel that we had to take down. Yeah. There's a lot missing around everywhere. True archive of literally every Fallen State episode, every Jesse Lee Peterson show, the GLC stuff, the old stuff, in a place where everybody can search it. I think in a way we could even give back to the people and we could work on this together, help us with this, support us with this, so that we could give something back to you that you guys could use, a true archive of everything we've done.
Oh, that's another thing I forgot. The FallenState.tv, what I was talking about, all the things we're doing with your help. Thank you all for that. That's amazing. And what? What do you guys say about all this?
I like it. I love the change. I love that we can fit more people here. I think it gives it a new look. And it's perfect timing with the release of Punchy.tv. So.
Amazing. We have our own network now. White History Month.
People are already signing up. Be patient with your emails. You're supposed to get a sign up email. You go up to the top right corner. You sign up, and you got to be a little patient while these servers spin up and all that, and send you your confirmation email. Because a lot of people are going to start emailing me, say, "Hey Nick, I haven't got my confirmation email." Be a little patient.
It's new. It's the first day.
It's like the Obamacare website, maybe.
But don't hesitate to reach out. We'll. You know, the the stuff on there is working, and just reach out with any comments.
It's PUNCHIE.TV. Not punching with a Y, but with an E. PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing. Joel, amazing. Before we run here,
yeah.
Do you believe in God?
I knew this was going. Yes, I believe in God.
And why?
Why? Because I see what he's done in my life. I see him within me, and I just see it to be true. I don't know how else to explain it. I feel like there's some type of punch.
Like punch
TV? No pun intended.
Like punch TV?
Right, there's some type of... But, yeah, I believe.
What do you mean? Like
a punchline.
Yeah, like a punchline. Like there's some type of, like, secret message here that I'm missing.
No,
you're going to be like, no, you don't believe you know God. And then everybody sits up here looking silly.
I'm just asking. What, Nick, you believe in God?
I don't know. Who's that?
My baby coming home tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe in God.
It's still going to be tomorrow.
When you put it like that, no. I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No, because belief in this God is like, okay, so I'm telling you I believe. I'm telling you I believe in this, like, perfect father, this perfect being that I've heard about, this perfect... See, I don't even know how to describe this. So what the heck do I believe in?
Here's
the reason. To summarize, here's the only important thought in my mind.
Your girlfriend is watching.
Regarding this conversation is that maybe my life doesn't necessarily reflect someone who believes in God. So that's kind of what's stopping me from saying yes.
So do you believe in God?
No.
Okay. Hank, do you believe in God?
Yeah.
And why?
I mean, I was raised believing in God, quote unquote, and everything kind of confirms God. Like life seems to confirm God.
How does life confirm God?
That it comes from God.
How does that confirm? How is life confirming that? Are you still there?
I'm still here. I went over there for a bit.
What you doing over there when we need you over here?
You got me blushing now. That's proof of God. The people who, the most honorable people worship and acknowledge God.
The most honorable people?
Yeah.
You ever hear Trump worship God?
Yeah, I mean, he acknowledges God. He says, we don't worship the government, we worship God.
Right on.
So, now. no, it's they're not like all God thumpers, but the ones who deny God are just kind of lost, or the ones who play God are just lost.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Joel.
Yeah.
Does the Bible tell you to believe in God?
I'm not sure if the Bible says believe in God.
So where do you get the idea to believe in him?
Because I just do believe.
Where you get
I
it
do
from?
Believe. I mean, I'm sure I definitely got it from like teachings growing up to believe in God.
Right.
Like that's just the way they phrase it.
Right.
But I mean, whether I have the wrong wording or not. I do believe what I believe about him or believe in him is real and true. So.
And so does anything confirm God for you? You know, hate said his body confirmed God.
Not my body. Well, that too. That too.
What did you say? Your life?
Yeah,
what did you
life.
Say? Confirm God.
I forget.
Yeah, I mean, like, my life as well, meaning, like, things that I've seen that happens in my life, like, what I experience, that's the changing from myself within, like, how my life has changed from a 180 from when I was even to high school to now is just a totally different thing. The way I deal with people, I definitely see God to be true within okay. myself and then
and that
the fruits of my life, yeah, for sure.
Oh, nice. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. What was the question?
Do you believe in God?
No.
Oh.
Does the Bible say believe in God?
The Bible say believe in God? I'm not sure if the Bible says believe in God.
But you were the Bible thump at one time.
Yeah, but I just, like, Bible thumped the New Testament. Some of the new books of the Testament or the New Testament.
Does the Bible tell you to believe in God, Nick?
Wait, I don't know. I don't know if it says that.
Oh.
I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you rebel.
Yeah, I rebelled.
Does the Bible tell you to believe in God?
Yeah, I think so.
Where?
Jesus said to believe in God, I think.
John 14:1. This is from Derek. Believe in God, believe also in me.
Yep. That's the one I was thinking of.
Amazing.
Nice.
Boom.
Thank you, dear. But Jesus said that.
Yeah.
Believe in God. Okay. Did you know that, Joel?
I mean, no, I didn't know that specifically said in there, but right. I do believe that believing in God is a good thing, meaning, like, people should believe in God. They should know that they know they believe in God. I'm trying to understand what you mean by it. That's what I'm trying to uncover.
It's just a question.
But I feel like there's like a hidden message here.
What do you mean?
What do you believe in God?
I'm just asking the question.
It's a funny question because it kind of feels exposing.
Are you afraid not to believe in God? It feels exposing what way?
It feels exposing because people are, like, we're shallow. I'm shallow. I'm not thinking about this stuff. I'm busy thinking about my life and my worries and stuff. And then you ask me some basic Christian question.
So you're busy thinking about your baby. You ain't got time for nothing else.
Yeah.
Too busy. Remember that song?
Too
busy thinking about my baby. Ain't got time for nothing else. You heard that?
No, I never heard that one.
Really?
We can share this mic if you
want. Heard that one, Hassan?
No, sir.
Too busy thinking about my baby. Ain't got time for nothing else. It's a nice song. Hake is too busy thinking about his baby. He ain't got time for nothing else.
It's true.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. You're experts.
Yeah, the experts. These are the experts still on the show. I'm not surprised you haven't heard a song. They don't make real music anymore.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Typical boomer take.
Come on, man. Too busy thinking about my baby. Ain't got time for nothing else. And go on and on. Anyway, so check out Punchy TV, right?
Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. And Punchy TV.
And we're
on
like
YouTube.
Live on Punchy.tv right now. Our own home. We got our own home. We ain't waiting on the white man. We built our own home. We ain't waiting on the white man. Or trying to take the white man's house. Amazing. And that's it for that.
Yeah, and then follow Punchy TV on YouTube and Instagram.
Wow. Follow Punchy TV. What? For real? Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Repeat that.
Punchy TV on YouTube and on Instagram.
So tomorrow, can we have some little clips to play? Is that possible? Oh, no.
Clips to play? What do you mean?
On the Punchy TV thing. I don't know. I'm just saying.
We'll figure it out.
It sounds professional.
We'll figure it out.
It was a nice suggestion from that super chat, that coffee.
Little promos of each person, 10, 15 seconds. That's why I got an idea
snippets.
From. Oh, this ain't dead.
We will have some content to share, though, soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right on. And so, again, thank you all. You made it possible. You made it possible. You made it possible for the sun to shine. You made it possible that we'll have punchingtv.tv. You made it possible that we have Joy of Friday TV.
Amazing!
You made it possible. We have the American Anchor Baby.
Amazing!
On the network. You made it possible that we have Hate TV. I don't need it.
Amazing!
Doc TV. No, Hate
Report.
Hate Report. You made it possible. So thank you all very, very, very much. So we got a lot of stuff going on with your help, and I'm grateful. So go to bondrebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and also you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Thank you for that, hey, but I won't need it.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Let's just take one call before you guys go. Let's go to Brian out of North Carolina. Brian, you're on with Punching.TV.
Hey, man, congratulations to Punching TV, man. That's great to hear.
Amazing. Thank you. And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you, too, and happy 4th of July to all y'all.
Thank you, man. Absolutely. You, too.
Right on. I wanted to tell a quick little story happened to me last week. I think it was on Wednesday. They sent a new helper out with me. And I listen to your show all day while I'm at work, just out loud, because it's just easier to listen to that way. But he was listening, and he recognized you. And he was talking about you a little bit, whatever. It was kind of quieter. But then the Hate Report that comes on 9/11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I was listening to him, and Joe came on. Not Joe, but John from Kentucky came on. And I was like, hey, this guy's a black Hebrew Israelite. And he looks at me, he goes, I am too. I go, wow, that's amazing. And then the next day came, and you mentioned White History Month, and he was like, White History Month? He's like, what the heck is that? and I was like, it's the seventh year, man. We've been celebrating.
That's
and,
right.
I sang the song to him. I was like, we got a song. I sang it to him, and he loved it. And and it was just amazing, you know. And something I asked him at the end of the day before I let him go, because that was the last day he helped me, was on Friday. I asked him if he believed Jesus was God. And he said, no, he's the Son of God. And I asked him, I said, so what does that make Jesus to you? And he didn't have an answer for that besides just saying that Jesus was the Son of God. And when I offered to him that he was his brother, he had just never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
And it gave him something to think about when he left.
Is he black?
As the ace of
spades. Amazing. Amazing story, Brian. Thank you so much for that, man. And happy White History Month. Happy 4th of July.
Thanks, Jesse.
And thankful for being out there, putting the word out there, too. Thank you.
Right on, Jesse. I'm honored. And I want to say one thing about your question you've been asking everybody, if they believe in God.
Hold on, Brian. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
To God, it is the best counseling service.
Treasure chest is opening.
Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
Families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. All races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session,
If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Happy 4th of July. Happy White History Month. And thank you all for helping us with Punchy.TV. We're live on Punchy.TV right now.
Amazing!
And we got the name Punchy because when I was a little kid, my grandfather named me Punchy. I think my grandfather said named me Punchy. So that's what Punchy with an E, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, not Y, because it was country. Nobody knew anything about no Y. P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. All right. We're going to move as many calls and super chats and all that as possible. But first, let me just let Brian make his final. Brian, you want to make one other point.
Yes, sir. I'll make it quick, too. You asked everyone if they believe. Well, you asked the panel if they believed in God. And I just want to say.
Do you believe in God?
No, sir, I don't.
Why not?
And because I've come to know God.
And how do you know him?
Because I went and forgave. And after I forgave, it was like I began to be able to see things clearly. And the more that I'm able to just see them and not do anything, the more understanding I have, and I just see God working.
Amazing.
I know that I don't have any control. I'm just sitting here watching it, man, and it's amazing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Brian. I gotta run. I appreciate you, though.
All right, Jesse. I just wanted to say, though, real quick before you go, believing in God is like standing on the edge of a cliff with a parachute on and being afraid to jump.
Ooh.
I wish y'all well.
Thank you. Jump, Joel. Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Jump to it. This is the 4th of July. I'm going to start with hate first.
Okay.
The 4th of July. What does that mean to you, the 4th of July now? And how is your day going to, what?
The 4th of July is for family and family that likes the country. Because I get together with family all the time,
right.
Ever since childhood.
Yeah.
We would fire off fireworks and do like little fireworks and have hot dogs, homemade ice cream, and stuff like that. And it's cool.
Right on.
Yeah.
Amazing. I like homemade ice cream too.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. 4th of July to you.
It means America. It means Independence Day.
Really?
Yeah, that's all it means. It's all it should be. But it's not a – but it's a nice thing for me personally just because of – my story, I guess.
Living in these
amazing countries as an anchor baby, you know, Canada as well. July 1st is their Independence Day.
Amazing.
So I think of these days fondly. I'm thankful.
Nice.
Was it always – never mind. It's unpleasant. Is it always pride season back when you were growing up, even from the time you were growing up?
No.
Okay.
Even in just my lifetime, it's been – quite a change.
Wow.
In the Magna Carta countries of North America. What a mess.
Crazy.
What does that mean?
Europe, the white people. What's he talking
pride,
about?
Yeah.
I said pride season because in America they made last month so-called Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada they made it Pride Season, the whole entire summer.
Oh, and for the 4th of July?
No, it's not for the 4th of July.
It's the opposite of the 4th of July.
It's for the LGBT mess.
Oh, and how does that relate to the 4th of July?
Because look how much this country, Canada, has changed in the lifetime of just the anchor baby.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, that's why I hesitated to bring it up, too, because it's not 4th of July.
I know. What the?
Harden Hake.
Always a downer.
And the 4th of July mean what to you, Joe?
Well, I mean, growing up, I've always just seen it as, like, celebration. Even since I was little, it was always, like, a celebration. Even during the day, we would go to the Rose Bowl or go to the beach. It was always, like, a thing. And it was always sunny, and everybody is wearing the flag and stuff like that. Over the recent years, I've seen people stop doing the flag because it feels controversial, I guess.
What, no.
But it always... Racist. Yeah, like, I think I brought a towel that was the American flag, and people were kind of looking at me like, what the? And it was on 4th of July, so that's interesting to see.
Yeah.
But it's always felt like celebration and, like positive vibes.
It was an amazing time for me when I was growing up. I never thought 4th of July could go to this, where people are almost afraid to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have to watch your back when you're out now, even for 4th of July and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, I just watch it anywhere, everywhere, anyway. But for the most part, when you're going, I mean, I go to like places like Huntington Beach.
Oh, and, you have the white people.
I know, but you heard about what happened in Newport.
Yeah, I know. It's getting crazy all
Newport's
over the place.
Nicer than Huntington, even.
Yeah, they're taking their crimes over there now.
What a mess. But terrible. Huntington, for the most part, since growing up, has always been very conservative. And very, like, pro, like, life and stuff.
Is it still like that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
When COVID hit, they weren't wearing masks, even in the middle.
Oh, nice.
They weren't wearing masks. Everybody was doing their own thing. So
I went down to a nice Stop the Steal rally, which I disavow, but down in Huntington Beach during, you know, when Trump was trying to win.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
One last thing, y'all got to go. It's White History Month.
Yeah.
So I want to remember one person today. Caitlin, what's her last name?
Clark.
Clark. Isn't she amazing?
Indeed she is.
What do you think about what's happening with her? Speaking of White History, she's making history.
No, what's crazy is that the way she's handling this type of stuff is pretty crazy because, well, for one, she's close to her father.
Right.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
But for two is that they're all after her. They're really all after, whether it's physical, whether it's comments, whatever. But she's definitely staying calm and not overreacting and just doing her job, which is playing basketball. So
I hope she stays like that with the mess. You know, just stay calm and don't attack and just go and do her thing. Yeah,
and do your thing. And now, on top of that, they always ask her in little conferences what she thinks about it. She always gives a positive message to the other ladies, at least from what I've seen. Positive message, and she doesn't talk bad about even the people that dislike her. So
the black girls are ticked that a white girl putting them to shame instead of being enjoying it and jumping on board and agreeing and having fun with it. They are ticked. They're like, now we're going to have to play harder. We got to rise up to the white lady's stand.
Well, the thing is that they're not realizing is that there's a full picture when it comes to being good at something. Like the other girls, they're not that they're bad, but Caitlin has the full picture, the star quality. Like, she's not overreacting. She's not acting crazy. She conducts herself properly. People want to see that opposed to, like, somebody that's
absolutely
all over the place.
Is Trump her daddy?
I don't know.
What What do you think about Caitlin?
Caitlin Trump? Talking about Caitlin Trump? Hey, I'm just telling her, I just wish her a happy White History Month.
Right on. Amazing. Did she put on some basketball team or something?
All-Stars.
All-Star. What does
WNBA
that mean?
All-Stars.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's the best people from the league come together as one team.
And she's on that, and that black girl, that jealous black girl is on that team with her. What's that guy's name?
Angel Reese?
What's that guy's name?
Is it Angie Reese? Something like
Angel
that?
Reese. Pretty sure.
And she seemed ticked.
Yeah.
She's so ticked, her brain's dried up.
She can hardly see through her eyelashes.
So what do you think? Anything else you want to say about her?
No, just happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
What do you guys say about, she's just amazing.
Yeah, she's my heroine.
Well, Hank is in love, so it's different.
Well, just like a niece. I love her like a little niece. Because she's like 22, something like that.
Oh, she's that young?
Yeah.
Wow.
I almost wore her shirt, because I have a shirt or two.
Yeah.
Shout out to whoever sent
neither my second shirt, for the first day of White History Month. But I thought better of it. But, yeah, I'm right on. Keep it up. Nice attitude.
Are you surprised that gal, Reese, whatever her name is?
Angel Reese, yeah.
Why is she so jealous of it? She appears to be really jealous of Caitlyn.
Yeah. I don't know much about her early life, Angel Reese, right. But that is, I feel like that is common among the rap culture. They're like, I'm the best. No, I'm the best, or whoever. That's common among like the flashy culture. And blacks have this, a lot of these younger blacks especially have this, they fall into this flashy thing where they don't know to be humble.
Oh.
A lot of them.
Wow. You notice Reese is jealous.
I think that it's displayed a lot with in the black community in that way, is because they forget what it means sometimes to conduct yourself properly as well. Wow. Manners and being proper and being decent. And Caitlin Clark has that full package. I think I said it on my show a while ago, is that like, people want to root for somebody that is positive image. They don't want to root for, you know, attitude and aggressive behavior. Yeah, they don't want to root for that. They want to root for something good. So if everybody is capable of it, but instead of being mad at somebody else, why don't you just work on the full package so you can have that as well? But instead, they'll just blame it on her being white, her being not fair, and all that stuff. So.
Amazing.
White is polite.
Well, happy White History Month to Caitlin Clark. You are amazing.
Nice.
And keep up the good attitude. Don't let them get to you, no matter what they call you. You just go out there and play that ball and make your daddy proud. Amazing. Congratulations. Thank you, guys.
Nice. Punching.
Thank you.
.TV. PUNCHIE. Thank you all. Let me go to Seth out of West Virginia. Let's see here. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How you guys doing today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well. I just wanted to answer the biblical question that you had.
Why do you show me the biblical question. Why? Because my computer died out. Why do you
attack when attacked?
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
My belief is that we want to conserve ourselves.
No, the question is, why do you, Seth, attack back when you are attacked?
It's a feeling that I have, so it's definitely would be my ego. Just probably other things that have happened in my life.
So you attack back because your ego, the feeling, the ego, and because of other things that happened in your life, you say?
Yeah, just that additional flavor, whatever relationship I might have with things outside of my control.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to that question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you.
And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Right on.
Same to you.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Chris, a first-time caller out of Florida. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Nice. I could start with a biblical question.
Why do you attack back when you are attacked?
That's pretty simple. It's just evil trying to play with evil.
So why do you attack back when someone attacked you? You said evil trying to play with evil?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
The evil in you trying to play with whatever else is out there.
So you're saying the evil in you trying to go to evil someone else?
That's right.
And how do you know it's the evil in you?
Because I can see it.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And why don't you overcome it?
I have.
Nice. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. And I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Cool. I got one more thing.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Hassan, and I sent you guys some mangoes maybe a month ago.
Oh, you sent those?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Wow.
Not so good. You know what happened?
No.
By the time we got them.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, I think they said because you put them in plastic foil.
Probably, yeah.
But don't put them in a plastic
foil. Amplify the ripeness. I got you. Next season, I'll send you some more.
I'm about to say send us some more, but don't put them in a plastic foil this time.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a small farm out west of where I live.
Right on.
And I do have some more coming into season, some different varieties. So when they come into season, I'll send you guys some more.
Make sure to do that. And thank you again, man. It was well received.
Of course, man. Anytime. And congratulations on Punchy.
Punchy TV, huh?
How about that? That's a long time coming.
A long time coming, but I knew a change going to come.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And also, I would like to thank you. Hearing the message from you. Help me see what was inside of me and overcome.
Right on. Right on.
Everything's been beautiful. My wife fell in line once I fell in line.
Right on.
And the children followed.
Yes.
So all is well in my household now. And, I couldn't be more grateful.
Man, well, stay with us. You have not seen anything yet. It gets better.
Amazing.
It really does. Stay with it. No matter what happens. You stay with it.
Absolutely, man. And best wishes to you and your future endeavors with Punchy.com or Punchy TV.
Yeah.
And, hopefully that explodes into something that gets the word out.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Right.
Hassan, you want to say hi to him?
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Happy 4th of July. You,
yeah, same to you, man. I like that shirt you got on.
Yeah.
Let us see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing, man. It truly amazing.
Yeah, there it is.
Unapologetic. Let's go.
Nice.
It's
beautiful. That's beautiful. Right. Hassan, keep it up, man. I know you're on your own. You're on your own mission here to overcome as well.
Yeah.
And we all should be.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate it, man.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy your holiday. Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Amazing.
All right.
Right now. Nice. Let me go to Julie out of Connecticut. Julie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Again.
Right on.
I spoke to you Tuesday. I was the one that said I'm the head of my husband.
Okay.
But
what the?
I don't want it that way. I'm taking your advice. We're changing things.
Right on.
I wanted to talk to you since this is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you a story that I think you might find interesting and that I'm still struggling with.
Okay.
I'm white.
She white.
And I have only, up until this point, gone to African churches. So I just got out of an African church. And when I say African, I don't mean African-American. I mean they are born in Africa.
So why have you been going to an African church?
Because I liked all the whooping and wailing and hollering and dancing.
But they do that with the black American churches, too.
Oh. I first started out with an African. I got baptized in an African American church.
Are you married to a black man?
No.
Oh, okay. But go ahead.
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm Italian. I just gravitated towards that. At this African church, and they're from Ghana, but they live here in Connecticut. They made me the administrator, so I became in charge of all the people. And the pastor is a male, but he has his wife sit next to him during the church service, and it's online. And I was with them. I was dedicated to them. I did everything that they told me to do. And I got no pay. If it was day or night, no matter what, even if I was wanting to go to sleep and they needed something, I'd get up and I'd do it for them.
Really? So you're like a white slave?
Well, now that I'm listening to you, I didn't know that at the time, what was going on.
So you were a white slave and didn't know it, and they're from Ghana? What the?
Yeah. So and the whole time I was happy to do it. I thought I was doing God's work. So after a while, things started happening with his wife, and I didn't know you at this time. So I just found out about you and your show for the past 2 months.
And
so
don't say the name of the church or their name.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So I was getting a lot of compliments by the pastor, the male pastor, and by the church folk. And I don't know if that's what happened, but after me being sort of a leader in the church for a year, she destroyed me. The wife came after me.
Amazing.
She destroyed me.
Why?
I don't know if she didn't like that she wasn't being paid attention to as much as I was.
Oh.
I don't know if that was it.
And when you went to her and asked her what happened, why did she do it, what did she say?
She to this day will not speak to me.
You tried to go talk to her about it?
Many, many times. And I actually did a Bible Thumper thing, and I called her and I said, you're supposed to talk to me because it's in the Bible that as Christian brothers and sisters, you're supposed to talk to me, and you're not talking to me, and you're going against the Bible.
And what'd she say?
She ignored me. She still won't talk to me.
So be done with it and move on with your life. You had no been up there in no all black church.
That's right, right?
Yeah. What the? From Ghana. They gonna get you. So just wish them well. Don't be angry. Okay. Don't judge them at all. Just wish them well and move on with your life. You'll be fine.
I am still a little bitter towards it because
if you're bitter, you're totally wrong.
All right.
And you're worse than they are because you're judging them.
Well, I want them to see what they did was wrong.
No, you don't need them to see. You need to see where you went wrong. Learn from it. Don't become bitter. Be better. It's not your job to want them to see where they went wrong. That's on them. You're responsible for you, and they're responsible for themselves.
Okay.
So don't be bitter. Don't try to make them see anything. Move on with your life. Don't call them anymore. Just drop it and move on.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm still hurt by the whole thing. Only
because you're bitter. And if you're hurt by what you did for them, it was all ego. It wasn't. It wasn't real.
Oh, okay. Because I wanted something in return.
Yeah, you wanted the thrill from it. Oh, look what I've done. I get up and get y'all water late at the night.
All the people have to come to me.
Yeah. It's all ego. So learn from it so you won't go down that path again.
Well, the good thing is that when they got rid of me, even though they're lying about it and say that I quit, they got rid of me. They're telling everybody I quit. I found you guys. I found you, and I started learning so much more.
Yeah.
So, I feel grateful for that.
Right on. But don't be bitter now. Don't judge them. Don't talk. Don't say bad things about them or anything.
Okay.
You be grateful and you move forward, and God is with you.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
But do not call her anymore, or him, or anyone. Whatever they saying for the reason you got fired or whatever, that's on them. Don't try to prove anything. You just wish them well and move forward in your life. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Colby bought another coffee saying, sorry for my unclear question earlier about accountable for sin.
Right.
I'm white with a GED.
Thank you. Amazing.
Five coffees from the key. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Matthew 16:15. Congratulations on the new home. Thanks for inviting us over. Emojis. Punchy.tv.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tim, three coffees. Hi, all. Hope all is well. Happy White History Month. Thanks, JLP, for delivering it to us, and enjoy the 4th of July.
Right on. You too. Thank you, and thanks for your help.
Tim, biblical question answer. Why do you attack back when people attack you?
Yes.
I feel weak and fight the weakness for justice and dominance, but then I feel weak and foolish after. So much irony.
Amazing. Deep. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
P.S. James, according to Google, South Sudan was formed 2011. You must be older than that. Alpha James.
Yeah? What the?
Shimshon bought 5 coffees. Hey, you can say you're older than the state of Montenegro. Established May 2006. Sending love from the Sea of Galilee.
Heart. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet said, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. Since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes have been clearly perceived, understood from what has been made.
Amazing. Thank you, sir.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Evgeny Crosby, GMD Jim, guy on something, I forget. And others on the DLive crew, including Games for Rec, Guy on a Buffalo. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Nice. I'm glad we got them in. What the? Happy White History Month. Happy 4th of July, which is part of White History Month. Watch your backs. Be safe, all right? I'll see you tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Open Live Friday, the Hate Report coming up now. After the Hate Report, join up Friday TV. After that, the American Anchor, baby. And check out Punching.tv. Bye!
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then, after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God? So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have more. Most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.